Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 8th, 2018. On this day in 1949, George Orwell's dystopian novel, 1984, was published. During a chase after a theft, there was a serious accident in Berlin-Charlottenburg, with one dead and several injured. An innocent 22-year-old woman who was pushing her bicycle on the footpath died when she was struck by a vehicle in the pursuit. A total of four cars were involved in the accident at the corner of Kantstrasse and Windscheidstrasse, all starting when a trio of men is said to have tried to steal construction machines, or tools, at the corner of Brandenburg and Westfälische Straße. Police followed them, stopping their vehicle at Stuttgarter Platz. There, an officer was trapped by the perpetrator's car and his legs were injured. The suspects then drove through a red light from Windscheidstrasse to Kantstrasse, and there, their Audi struck two moving and several parked cars. The woman, who was pushing her bicycle across the sidewalk, was also fatally caught up in the accident. According to the police, afterward, the perpetrator's car initially drove on and then damaged another parked car, after which the driver stopped and tried to escape before being arrested in nearby Petzolosistrasse. The apparently drunken 27-year-old driver of the vehicle escaped but was caught later. The two co-drivers, aged 14 and 18, who had remained seriously injured in the vehicle, were also arrested. All three suspects are seriously injured and were taken to hospital, where they are now being guarded by police. No further details are known about the men. Kantstrasse was closed for hours between Schwarzstrasse and Kaiser-Friedrichstrasse. Before the anti-Israeli Al-Quds demonstration in Berlin, which is happening on Saturday, several parties have condemned the march of radical Muslims. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel from the SPD called for counter-demonstrations on Saturday and stated that, quote, Berliners must now make use of the fundamental right of freedom of opinion and assembly and send a clear signal against anti-Semitism and hostility to Israel. He will also take part in the counter-demonstration. The annual Al-Quds demonstration against the existence of Israel begins on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. on Adenauerplatz on Kudamm. As in previous years, several hundred participants are expected. Up to 1,000 participants are expected for the two larger counter-events in the vicinity of Kudamm. The police will accompany and separate the demonstrations with a larger contingent and, per their statement, quote, consistently and with necessary force, ensure that anti-Semitic slogans are omitted. The local authorities have imposed strict conditions on the demonstration, in which particularly Palestinians are expected to participate. Concrete agitation against Jews and the burning of objects has been and will be forbidden. However, criticism of Israel is permitted. On Al-Quds Day, which is at the end of the Muslim month of Ramadan, Iran calls every year for the conquest of Jerusalem, as it does not recognize the state of Israel. Al-Quds is the Arabic name for Jerusalem, and the day goes back to an appeal by Iranian revolutionary leader Ayatollah Khomeini. At the end of the 1970s, he called on all Muslims in the world to support the Palestinians in their fight against Israel on the last Friday of Ramadan. On Thursday night, federal police arrested a man at Ostbahnhof station after he had previously stolen a traveler's smartphone. Shortly after midnight, a 28-year-old man and his unknown companion stole a mobile phone from a 23-year-old at Warschauer Straße S-Bahn station, according to federal police. The victim then followed the two alleged thieves and demanded the return of his mobile phone. The 28-year-old then smashed a bottle and injured the victim's finger. The attacker demanded money for the return of the smartphone, after which the victim paid him £15. The thief's unknown companion took over the phone, boarded a suburban train, and fled undetected. The victim, in turn, followed the perpetrator into another S-Bahn and asked Deutsche Bahn employees at the Ostbahnhof for help. The security forces detained the alleged thief until the federal police arrived. The officers provisionally arrested the man known to the police and initiated preliminary investigations against the two suspects on suspicion of robbery. Berlin police are now in charge of further investigations. The annual Torstrassen Festival takes place this weekend from Friday to Sunday at different locations. The musical performances start at 2 p.m. and last into the night. What sounds like a street festival is actually a music festival with concerts in various clubs and other venues which are located in the Mitte district, including Akkud, Ballhaus Berlin, and Volksbühne Berlin. Most concerts will take place on Saturday, June 9th between 2 p.m. and midnight. Afterwards, the Akkud Club continues to celebrate until the early hours of the morning. On Sunday, visitors to the Torstrassen Festival can take part in readings and discussions at the Volksbühne during the day. The last concerts of the music festival take place there at 7 p.m. Prices are depending on the day and range between 8 and 20 euro. More detailed information on locations, artists, and prices can be found in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.